This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Stacking those sacks and also rolling the handlebar mustache. Saints
stack,
All-Pro defenseman
stack,
Cameron
stack,
Jordan.
Stack.
How are you, Cam?
I'm good. Appreciate being back on.
Yeah, it's always nice after a win. But you guys on defense, man, y'all are playing at an elite level. Do you think you guys are one of the best defenses in the NFL?
I feel like, you know, that's for analysts to figure out. At this point, I know we're playing for each other, and I know we've got a lot to play for.
Well, you know, Cam, the last 3 weeks, I'd say the Saints' defense is elite. But you also, I think you're going to be in that defensive meeting room, and you're going to challenge your compadres. That, like, okay, the Bears got a kick-ass defense. We're going to show them that we're better. Because, listen, the last 3 weeks, the Saints' defense has been elite. Cam, you know this. The Bears' defense, they got a lot of skins in the wall. Now, Akeem Hicks, his elbow's all jacked up and all that, but they still got a lot of outstanding players. So it could be another slugfest going to Chicago.
Yeah, I mean, nobody cares about, you know, how you win as long as you win. When you talk about going to Chicago, you definitely know that, you know, Chicago's defense as of last year, had, what, 6 Pro Bowlers on their defense? 5
right.
Pro Bowlers on their defense? It's not just one name that may stand out. It's not a Khalil Mack. It's not an Eddie Jackson. Even their, you know, their nose tackle, Eddie Goldman, is playing well. This is something that you have to be aware of. Prince Akamukamara is a playmaker. You know, we've got to be aware. I mean, it hurts their defense to lose a guy like Akeem Hicks. That's a major push in the pocket that they miss out. But again, you know that they have 10 other guys that have played at an extremely high level.
Cam, you stacked the sacks. You did that, and then you added the rolling of the handlebar mustache. When are you gonna wear a handlebar mustache in the game?
I don't know if that wax is gonna hold up.
Look, it's
pregame, and you flip the switch. You know, the mustache goes up, and you're game ready. I don't know if that's going to hold up. Heck, it doesn't really hold up well during pregame warmups.
Well, you have the right hairdo to be in a dreadlocks, how you rocking it. I think it's cool. But Cam, the one thing I always tell you, and when I talk to you, I always tell you, go Bears. I can't say that this week.
What?
I can't say go Bears. Come on, because the Hurat Nation, they're like, hey, Bear, what are you telling Cam? Go Bears. They don't know about no cow stuff. So I have to slow my roll on that.
Golden Bears always.
Yeah, Golden Bears, yeah. Saints, not the Chicago Bears.
Saints All-Pro defensive end Cam Jordan here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Cam, defensively, you guys shut down another really, really strong running back in Leonard Fournette. You shut down Ezekiel Elliott the last couple weeks. And what's that like for the confidence in the run defense to be able to hold two guys of their caliber to well under 100 yards rushing?
Yeah, I mean, continuous progression of our defense. I feel like, you know, we are playing at a high level, and I also feel like we're leaving some turnovers left on the field. So just imagine if we're playing at our full potential. You know, we had a punch out early on that could have gone our way. Leonard, you know, scrambled and beat me to the fumble recovery. You talk about, you know, Eli Apple could have had a turnover. Demario Davis could have had a turnover. You know, when I had a chance to sack Minshew. I still don't say his name. Minshew?
Minshew.
Sanshew. I'm still messing this up.
So no.
Uncle
Rico. Cam, just call him Uncle Rico.
Uncle Rico. Right. I don't know why I'm messing this kid's name. It's no disrespect to the kid. The kid is doing his best to ball out. But when you talk about, you know, had a chance to sack him and create a turnover, that has to happen. I mean, 2 sacks, no turnovers. I gotta focus on that. That's that's got to happen for the next part of this game.
You know, Cam, I'm looking at, you know, where we're at right now defensively. The Bears are sixth, and all of a sudden we're in the top 10 at number 10. That has to be a trending in the right direction, considering that, you know, you want to win that turnover margin. But the bottom line is that you want to take away the football. But if you can have a top 10 defense week in and week out, that speaks volumes.
Yeah. You know, again, it's all about that progression. We're constantly trying to find ways to get better, and I feel like we have the ability to do so. We go in those meetings Monday, and we're overly critical of ourselves about what we can and what we can improve on and how we can get better. And that's just, you know, coming from the D-line room, how we push each other. I know just, you know, a door over in the linebacker room, I know they're doing the same thing, and a door down from them, the DBs are for sure pushing each other to do better. I mean, we talk about just – the level of comfort that we have, the open dialogue that we have, there's no way that we can't push each other to be a better defense.
Cam, explain this for me, because I've tried. I've gotten – Bobby's gotten the questions too, which is playing defense with a two-score lead, how different it is compared to in a tighter ball game where, you know, you're willing to give up some yards. Are you willing to maybe give up some points because you're so far ahead, but you don't want it to be a quick strike deal?
Yeah, I don't know anything about that. That's an offensive scheme situation. I know this. I know we go out there, we try and do our best on defense. We try to create as many turnovers as we can. We try and put up points on the scoreboard ourselves.
Maybe I asked it the wrong way. If you're playing with a double digit lead or a big lead late in the ball game, is there a different approach or no?
Oh, okay, there we go. Yeah. I mean, you're talking about defensively speaking?
Yes.
Yeah, you're giving up yards and you're bending because you look at the point differential. In the past, we've been way ahead amongst the best, but not so much this season, simply because, come on, we have a big lead. And listen, the bottom line is to win the game. It doesn't matter the yards you're giving up or even maybe a potential score. And then all of a sudden that could maybe – contribute to the Saints not being a top 10 defense because of those latter yards or maybe points, but it doesn't go against you as far as winning the game.
Yeah, those trash yards where it doesn't matter.
Trash yards. That's a great point right there, Cam. Yeah. Trash yards.
I mean, those are still yards that are being given up, and you're not going to be happy about them. If anything, you're like, yo, this is something that we have to tighten up on because you know our coaches are going to point it out. Like, we're here to play all 60 minutes. If you play 58 of them, there's a chance you could lose in that last two. And that's just sending out a message. Even if you have three touchdowns or, you know, or two touchdowns like we have been, 10 points like we have been in the last 2 minutes, and you know, a Seattle Seahawks scores that last drive, even though they have no chance of winning, that's something that you're giving up as a defense. That's saying, hey, there's an ability for us to be scored on. We're showing a weakness there, and that's something that we have to get better from. So, yeah, it happens, and you're like, yo, there's 80 yards here where, you know, the offense picked up either through the on the ground or through the air, but that's still 80 yards that your defense gave up.
Right.
That's still something that's a blatant spot that you have to clean up.
Saints All-Pro defensive end Cam Jordan, thanks for the time, and good luck this week against the Chicago Bears.
Yeah.
No doubt, I appreciate it.
Yeah, who that, Cam?
Who that always? Look, I'm going back downstairs to finish this Lion King movie.
There you go.
I don't know if I like my Lion King when I grew up. I don't know, this new live action is it leaves me wanting my childhood back.
All right, Cam, go enjoy. All right,
you guys have a blessed one.
All right, you too.
All right, Cam.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.